Thatcher. And a very, very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz from me, Mike Wynn, all rested and holidayed and ready to go. In the last show a couple of weeks back, we only had one solitary number from the 50s. This week, we're going to wallow in that period. Song aptly called Two Brothers, the two brothers being Cannonball and Nat Adderley, and that was a song written and obviously played by the two brothers, Cannonball alto, Nat cornet, and with a formidable rhythm section, Horace Silver piano, Paul Chambers bass and Roy Haynes drums, recorded September 55 for an album called Introducing Nat Adderley, even though Nat had already made an LP under his own name just a couple of months earlier. Their father, Julian Adderley Sr., had been a jazz cornetist in the late 20s and early 30s, and both boys started their musical apprenticeship on cornet. Cannonball later defected to the reeds, of course, but younger brother Nat stayed true to the cornet forever. It's Buddy DeFranco next. Thank you. Lover, Come Back to Me, the Romberg Hammerstein standard, written in 1928 for the Broadway musical The New Moon. The song has been covered by everyone over the years, with Barbara Streisand's various versions being voted the top rankers, which surprises me quite a lot, as Ella, Coltrane, Hawkins, Billie Holiday, Ben Webster have all recorded notable versions. And to that list we can now add clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. This was recorded in June, July 52, with another formidable rhythm section. Kenny Drew piano, Curly Russell bass and Art Blakey drums. You may think this next one's from the 40s. It's actually 2001. La Mer was recorded by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli in one of their last recordings together. It was in Rome in 1949. La Mer was then a recently written and recorded song, and it certainly stood the test of time. Incidentally, the English lyrics to the song are unrelated to the original French ones, the English title being Beyond the Sea. Like Reinhardt, this guitarist Borelli Lagren is also of Romani gypsy stock. In fact, I'm sure on much earlier albums he used to claim some bloodline back to Reinhardt, seventh cousin twice removed sort of thing. Lagren spent most of his early career paying tribute to Django, and it still lingers on. This May 2001 recording session in Paris, includes two other guitarists, Hosmano Lagren and Honno Winterstein. Diego Imber was on bass and Florin Nicolescu on violin. And the final Gallic touch, Ricard Galliano on accordion. Next one's actually called an interlude, and it is. Very short and very sweet. It was called Made in Chicago. Gerald Albright tenor, Tony Dumas bass and Gordon Campbell drums. Recorded at the Cherokee Studio in LA in 95. Let's go back to the 50s. Thank you. That song, Cry Me a River, was written in 1953 and was due to debut in the 1955 film Pete Kelly's Blues, but was inexplicably dropped at the last mo. Ella Fitzgerald was due to sing it in the film, but Julie London then recorded the iconic version in 1955, and she had a big hit with it, Ella eventually recording it in 1961. It's a great song. In this Hollywood November 1955 recording of it, tenor man Dexter Gordon captures all of the original emotion, Dex occasionally sounding a bit like Ben Webster there. Dex had a difficult time in the 50s due to his drug issues, but by 1960 was back on top form. But having said that, he sounds terrific on this mid-50s recording. Carl Perkins on piano, and we must feature him more. Leroy Vinegar bass and Chuck Thompson drums. Here's another song from the Jazz Futures group we heard recently.
Thank you.
back a couple of weeks, the last Jazz Futures song we heard was led by trumpeter Roy Hargrove. This track, Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, could not have been more different. Of course, Blue Moon's been covered by everyone, from Mel Torme to the doo-woppy Marcells, who had a big hit with it. And here at the 1991 Newport Jazz Festival, by the put-together-for-this-one-gig group, the Jazz Futures, Tim Warfield on tenor was the main man, Benny Green, piano, Christian McBride, bass, and Carl Allen, drums. Let's wheel the Hammond organ out and go back to the 50s with Shirley Scott. Impulse LP called Great Scott, with an exclamation mark after Scott, who is, of course, Shirley Scott on the Hammond organ. I must play you some of her brilliant piano playing soon. I think I keep promising that. George Duvivier was on bass, Arthur Edgehill drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in May 58. It's Ellington time, and as well as loads and loads and loads of magnificent big band albums, Ellington also recorded many fabulous small group sessions, dating back to the 30s, of course, but my faves, including the two he did for Impulse with Coltrane and one with Hawkins, would be his back-to-back and side-by-side LPs with Johnny Hodges as his co-leader as such. And after this, you'll know why I think they're so, so wonderful.
Thank you.
Can it? Could it get any better than that? Often when we ask that question of ourselves, the answer is yes, it always gets better. But not on this occasion, I would suggest. From Side by Side on Verve, with its great sepia cover photo of the two giants, Ellington and Hodges, in almost mirror image photos of each other, both wearing fedoras, both gazing into the middle distance, both mustachioed, both tieless shirts. And the music improves on that photo. Listen to this lineup: Ellington and Hodges, of course, Harry Sweet's Edison trumpet, Les Spann guitar, Al Hall bass, and Joe Jones drums. Recorded in New York, Feb 59. Billy Strayhorn takes over the piano stool for half of the tracks on this LP, and when Billy's involved, he's joined by Ben Webster, Roy Eldridge, and the magnificent Lawrence Brown. Yes, it really doesn't get better than that. This album and Back to Back must be in your collection. The song was Big Shoe. Hard to follow that.
Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans because I love you so. I'll turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low because I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Fog treat me like a dog. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go.
The old blues song, Baby Please Don't Go, is nowadays credited to blues singer Big Joe Williams, but it's really a very old blues song, dating back some 200 years, but Big Joe was the first to have a hit with it. That was back in 1935. Here at the very end of 59, very early 1960, it's sung by Mose Allison, who also played the piano, of course. Addison Farmer was on bass, Jerry Siegel drums. I saw Mose live in New York some years back with two musos he hadn't met before they got onto the bandstand. Names were exchanged, hands shaken, and they were off. It was a great gig. This next one's from an album called Finger Painting. Thank you. Finger Painting is the name of this April 97 recorded album, but the subtitle is more explanatory. The music of Herbie Hancock, and it's an unusual lineup of trumpet, guitar and bass. The spectre of Miles Davis's trumpet playing hangs over the entire album, in a very positive way, I should add. You'll remember that Herbie had been Miles's piano player for some years. I could have chosen any of the 14 numbers from this album. They're all equal in quality and impact. But I chose Jane's Theme from Herbie's soundtrack for the 1960s cult classic film Blow Up. Nicholas Payton, flugelhorn on this occasion, Mark Whitfield guitar, and Christian McBride yet again on bass. And now, two of the greatest sax players ever. But which is which?
Thank you.
The title of this Verve LP tells us pretty much everything we need to know. Getz meets Mulligan. This New York August 57 recording session was put together by Norman Grantz and given an unusual twist in that for half of the songs on this LP, Mulligan switches to tenor and Getz switches to baritone, the opposite to their usual preferences, as you know. But I'm not sure that anyone can really tell who was playing which horn there. I couldn't. Interestingly, the original LP sleeve notes and Tom Lord's ever-reliable discography differ completely on who's playing what on which song. All we know that both are there together, of course. Lou Levy, piano, Ray Brown, bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Let's have a vocal and guitar number.
What will I do at sundown? What will I do at dawn? What will I do at noontime, now that I've found you gone? What will I do for sunshine, with nothing but the rain? How can I smile, find life worthwhile, with a heart that's filled? Strands, 'cause I'm blue turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Find someone new. Left me blue, turning gray over you.
Recorded in 58 in Washington at the YWCA of all unlikely locations. Blue Turning Grey Over You was written by Fats Waller in 1929. Charlie Bird acoustic guitar, his wife Ginny vocals. And we're going to close with the Hammond B3 Fest that I mentioned on the last show. Joey DeFrancesco on B3, his father Papa John B3, Joey's brother John guitar, Byron Landham on drums. And it's Joey's own compo, jamming in the basement. Joey and Papa John have obviously played lots together, as their question-answer playing is faultless. Thank you. That's enough organ playing to last us for a few weeks, I reckon. As ever, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.